This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on this Monday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Come on in, stay a while. We discussed a lot in the first hour. Our good buddy Ross Tucker will join us coming up in a little bit. Phone calls, as we always do every Monday, best and worst of the week, and operator Tyler standing by. If I gave you MVP candidates, let's say in no particular order, I had the following five players MVP candidates: Saquon Barkley, Justin Jefferson, Patrick Mahomes, Jalen Hurts, Tua Tagovailoa. Anybody have a problem with any of those five candidates? Now, I didn't mention Josh Allen in there, but I don't think he should be in there right now. You're in third place in your own division. You didn't look good. You've lost to the Dolphins, lost to the Jets. You lost a home game to the Vikings, and he didn't play well. Saquon Barkley has been a weapon. Would I sign him? No, I would not. I would not give him one of those 4 or 5 year deals. I would probably franchise him, and then you got to figure out what you're doing with your quarterback. But they have time. This is a good problem for the Giants to have. Justin Jefferson, that was superhuman. Tua has done everything that you would want him to be able to do. And after the concussion, where you had people in the medical community who said he should never play football again. Now, maybe that's the case. 15 years down the road, we look back and say he shouldn't have continued to play. He's had 10 touchdowns, no interceptions since he had that concussion or those concussions. Mahomes is just Mahomesian. And Jalen Hurts on display tonight, standalone game. Yes, it's against the Commanders, and you're favored by 10.5. Poll question for hour two, Seton O'Connor, is?
Dan, hour one, we went with, if you were going to bet Eric Weeks' pay on who should represent or who will represent the AFC in the Super Bowl, mm-hmm. your options were Bills, Chiefs, other. You want to guess?
So I get the Bills and the Chiefs?
No, Bills or Chiefs or other.
I said Chiefs, but I'm going to say the audience said others.
62% of the audience have Chiefs, Ooh. Followed by the Bills, and then other, just 17-18% of the vote. Not much.
Well, I gave you the odds. These are the updated odds this morning. The Bills are still the favorites to win the Super Bowl. Then the Chiefs, then the Eagles. Then it's the Cowboys and Niners, followed by my Ravens, and then the Vikings. Oh, the Vikings can say nobody believes in us, and they would be it would be accurate with that. No, I don't think anybody does. But that's a big win that they had. And that's one of those where when I used to work at SportsCenter, we would have that question. Did the Bills lose this or did the Vikings win this? I would probably say the Bills lost that because Josh Allen fumbling at the one-yard line gave them a touchdown. Josh Allen with the a couple of red zone picks there. Patrick Peterson was just sitting there going, thank you. I'll take that. You know, the Vikings hung in there, and Justin Jefferson had an unbelievable play on what was a bad pass that should have been picked off. But you win. You look back on these games, and you go, hey, remember when we won that game, how important that was? But the Packers picking up the win against the Cowboys. Cowboys next week have the Vikings, which feels like Cowboys right the ship and the Vikings come back down to earth, right? Make sure you go to danpatrick.com. We have a new batch of Tailgate Moonshine. And first come, first serve. Once it's gone because we sold out the first batch in an hour and 15 minutes. So another limited run. This is our second batch of Moonshine. And also a gift set available, a bottle of Tailgate Moonshine, a signed calendar, and a tumbler. Limited quantities available now at danpatrick.com. When they're gone, and it'll take a while before we have any more moonshine, but the calendars, once those are gone, there won't be any more of those. But go to danpatrick.com. Some great items there. Yes, Paulie?
Remember the nickname we came up for Kirk Cousins because he plays well during the day and not so much during the night or primetime? Last week we called him Mr. 1 p.m. Eastern, which caught on a little bit over the weekend. Mr. 1 p.m. Eastern. Someone sent in Mr. They called him Streetlights because nothing good happens after the streetlights come on. Because during the day, all is well. Streetlights is fun. Yeah. I looked it up. The sun officially went down at 4:58 p.m. in Buffalo. That was 6 minutes after the game ended. So the entire game was played in daylight.
Ooh.
With Kirk Cousins.
Ooh. Okay.
Streetlights is funny.
Streetlights.
Not as good as street clothes for, but Barkley's nickname for
Anthony Davis.
Yeah, that was just legendary.
What did Barkley call Kyrie? Half man, half a season.
Wow.
By the way, Joel Embiid quietly put up 59 last night against the Jazz. He had one of the great games in the last 30 years in NBA history. 59, 11, 8, 5, and 5. That's one of the best stat lines that we've seen in probably 40 years. Yeah, Marv.
Also, do you see, speaking of street clothes, Anthony Davis, 37 and 18 last night. This is one of those things that really irks people, is that when he wants to, he is so dominant.
The eclipse, we should call him. It's unbelievable. 37 to 18, any other day, that'd be the lead. But so Joel Embiid went nuts.
Joel Embiid goes 59, 11 boards, 8 assists, 7 blocks in the win against the Jazz. First player with at least 50, 10, 5, and 5. Since 1973, he scored 26 of Philadelphia's 27 points in the fourth quarter. He's woo!
Ow! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day!
Woo!
This is the stat of the day!
Woo! Yeah. A couple other games there. We talked a lot about the Colts, the new and improved Colts with the coach of the year, Jeff Saturday. The Raiders are 2-7. The two wins came against Denver and Houston.
That should count as one.
Yes, or a half. Here is a very emotional Derek Carr after the win against the new and improved Colts.
I love Josh. I love the car. I love our coaches. They've had nothing but success, you know, way more success than I've ever had. And, you know, I'm sorry.
Derek,
you know,
sorry. Continue.
To finish that, sorry for being emotional. I'm just pissed off about some of the things, you know, that a lot of us try and do just to practice what we put our bodies through just to sleep at night. And for that to be the result of all that effort pisses me off. Pisses a lot of guys off. It's hard knowing what some guys are doing. Like I said, just to practice what they're putting in their body just to sleep at night, like just so we could be there for each other. And I wish everybody in that room felt the same way about this place. And as a leader, that pisses me off, if I'm being honest.
Okay, who are you calling out? Because you're calling out somebody. Many of us. I don't know how I feel about this. I love that it matters, but is this something you share to the media? If I'm in that locker room, I'm like, who are you talking about? Like, tell me who doesn't care. You love your coach. Is he a good coach? Who doesn't care? Because it feels like you're calling people out under that umbrella of I care so much, and we play, and we're hurt, and we get to try to play even though we got injuries, and not everybody feels that way. Okay. So being the leader, do you say it in that way? Yeah, it hurts, but it feels like you're calling out somebody. At least it does to me. We'll get to phone calls as we always do, best and worst of the weekend, what you saw that you liked, you didn't like. Say good morning if you're watching on Peacock, our streaming partner. Also, you're chatting on Chat Row, or you're dialing us up, or listening on our radio affiliates around the country. Yes, Eden.
The only reason that that reporter should have interrupted in that moment with Derek Carr is if he was saying, I just want to thank y'all for doing, for saying what needs to be said.
Marvin, could you find the wrestling fan?
It's good. That's good.
I did think that.
What y'all do to your body?
I did get that image of that poor guy at a wrestling.
I mean, I'll take it easy.
Yeah. All right. Here you go.
Next question, Jeff, where are you? Right there.
Yeah. I just want to thank each and every one of y'all for all you've done to your bodies. It's still real to me, damn it. I mean, thank
Make
you.
Make it easy, man.
You're awesome.
You're
Thank
awesome.
You so much, Mr. Funk, for saying what needed to be said. I don't want to see another one of these.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
A little scrunchy face.
Yeah. Take it easy. I take
That's
it
exactly
easy,
what he sounded
yeah.
like. You I, don't know what we're doing to
easy,
our bodies.
Man. Yeah. Boy.
I appreciate the proper respect for the great Terry Funk. That's what I like. Calling him Mr. Funk.
Mr. Funk.
As
Mr.
it
Funk.
Should be.
Yes.
On my watch, it's Mr. Funk.
Yes.
It's not Terry.
Yeah.
We're not neighbors. Mr. Funk.
Still real to me,
Mr. Funk.
Yes, Mark.
We were just talking about who you should call Mr.
Yeah.
Terry
yeah.
Funk should be Mr. Funk. No,
no
yeah. doubt.
It's not Superfly. It's Mr. Snuka.
Mr. Jeff in Detroit. Hi, Jeff. What's on your mind today?
What up, though? One time for Chat Row. Best and worst of the weekend. I'm not going to lie. Yeah, I was kind of missing the old Shay. He called in today with that... old sultry voice, man. Sorry about those Cowboys. But my best is going to be the Detroit Lions, Justin Jefferson's catch. I mean, he put himself in position to be MVP. You know what I'm saying? I also am looking at the Indianapolis situation. That was the most NFL thing happening. Everybody gangs up, says, well, Indianapolis isn't going to beat them, and they end up winning. My question to you, though, is this. Who is...
He went deep there. Who is? That's the question, is who is?
Let's try to finish it.
Who is not is the only acceptable answer.
Who is... The MVP?
Yeah. But you kind of hit that.
Yeah, I did last hour.
I was going to go, who is the coach of the year?
Oh, Jeff, Saturday.
Kind of... What?
Yeah. Who's had a better... Winning percentage.
Yeah, tell me somebody who's lost.
How about Nick Sirianni?
That's a good one.
Eagles head coach. Brian Daboll.
Yep.
Robert Saleh taking receipts.
Yep. Mike McDaniel.
Yeah.
By the way, the Josh McDaniels, Mike McDaniel thing is driving me crazy.
Yeah. Singular and plural.
They have to fix their names.
Kevin O'Connell. Okay.
Yeah.
So far, none of these are very inspiring to you.
Well, it's one of those that it just feels like it fills a void. Like, hey, can we spend 5 minutes talk about who's the coach of the year right now? I'm not that desperate for content.
How about worst coach of the year? That's
more fun. Who is the...
Jimbo Fisher.
Oh, yeah. We went into the college ranks.
That's
there.
Fair.
Oh, you said coach.
Okay. All right. Josh McDaniels. Who else would be in there?
Nate Hackett.
Ooh.
We didn't forget about Nate Dogg.
Dang.
Todd.
Nate Dogg.
Nate Dogg.
We got to regulate.
Todd.
Get the orange.
Where's your Broncos gear?
Not today.
Oh, okay.
Couldn't find it. You think I'd be able to find it. It's in every drawer, but there's
you
one
have
spot.
Our cheese sweatshirt in the Packers colors.
I did.
There.
I'm not flipping teams, but I thought it'd be appropriate
no
to
flipping.
Wear Packers.
Kevin in North Carolina. Hi, Kevin. What's on your mind? Hey, Kev. Thanks, Kev. Nick in California. Hi, Nick.
Hey, Dan. Happy Monday, you and the fellas. We'll start with worst and then go into best. Obviously, my Broncos. I know I should have better expectations for next year, but, I mean, they started the game 10-0, and they didn't let Derrick Henry score a touchdown, and then you blow it in the fourth.
Yeah.
Good thing I got tailgate moonshine, baby. Win or lose, I'm still celebrating.
That's our motto around here. Win or lose, we celebrate. We'll take a break. Our good buddy Ross Tucker will join us coming up next here, Dan Patrick Show. I love the fact that Masterclass is back. Seton says, hey, Masterclass? I go, hell yeah. Love it. Masterclass. Get unlimited access, online classes from the world's best, anytime, anywhere, at your own pace. There's more than 180 world-class instructors, and you can do it in 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes. You can learn about filmmaking from James Cameron. How about creating a business with Richard Branson? How about lessons from Gordon Ramsay? Yeah, all of these master classes, and this is what I love. Now, there's so many things here. As we get towards the holiday season, and nobody needs to know this but you, Masterclass membership, you can get the second one for yourself free. Go to masterclass.com/Patrick. You get all of these, and they fit into your schedule. Watch from your phone or tablet living room, or just listen on the go on-the-go audio mode as well. You learn whenever you want to learn with these classes. Masterclass.com/Patrick. Limited time only. Terms do apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments, where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. This family takes turns turning heads, brains, beauty, and athleticism. All they need now for you to do is drive them off the lot. Mercedes-Benz family of SUVs, a family of unrivaled vehicles, waiting at your local dealer. Poll question for hour two, Seton O'Connor is...
We could either go positive or negative, Dan. We could go NFL Coach of the Year or who had the worst weekend?
Let's go worst weekend.
Yes, that's exactly what we do here. Okay. You could say Josh Allen... Josh McDaniels, Sean McVay didn't have a great weekend. We haven't spent much time talking about that, but that's not great.
No.
Oregon football. Ooh, that's not a good weekend.
No.
Other?
Sean McVay gets a hall pass.
How come?
Yeah, he got a one-year hall pass.
Okay. Removed.
I mean, they're not very good. They're banged up. Cooper Kupp got injured. They didn't have Matt Stafford. Although those aren't defensive players, but he gets a hall pass. Yeah, Paul.
I think the Rams have the worst record of any defending Super Bowl champion at this point in the season.
Wait a minute. I might have a stat on that somewhere around here. Well, let me bring in our good buddy Ross Tucker, who joins us now. Westwood One CBS analyst. Ross is going to be on the call tonight. He'll be in the booth with Kevin Harlan, Commanders Eagles, Westwood One Radio. Okay. Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, all right.
Nice.
And you guys said he'd never amount to anything.
We did.
You did it. You're got a big Monday night game. You're going to be there with Kevin Harlan, who's always excited. Fritzy, get Ross in the mood. Give him a little Kevin Harlan.
And it's a field goal for the Eagles with 12:19 left in the first quarter. Philadelphia strikes first. You're listening to coverage of the Commanders and Eagles on Westwood One.
And just get you ready there.
That was awesome. That was awesome, Fritz. You know, it's funny, Dan, because tonight's Westwood One broadcast, there's going to be an absolutely legendary broadcaster for CBS and Westwood One, and there's going to be Kevin Harlan, too.
Wow.
You like that?
Wow. Boom. Yeah. All right. By the way, the Rams... 3-6 record, the worst 9-game start by a defending Super Bowl champ since the Pittsburgh Steelers in 2006. Three other defending Super Bowl champs have started the following season 3-6, the 1999 Broncos, 1987 Giants, 1982 49ers. What's wrong with the Rams?
A lot. I mean, a lot's wrong with the Rams right now, most of which I would say is their offensive line has been generally atrocious the whole year. I mean, you start with losing Austin Corbett in free agency, the right guard, Whitworth, the left tackle, retires. But then even the guys that they plugged in for them, Dan, have been in and out of the lineup, banged up. They've got guys starting that they never would have thought would be playing for them before the season. You see that in the NFL, right? Like, we could probably go through almost every team, and they have at least one player starting that not once they talk about on sports talk radio before the season or even knew who the guy was. But that's the NFL. Rams have had more than their fair share. Stafford's played really poorly. They can't run the ball a lick. Now he didn't even play in this last game. A little bit of a Super Bowl hangover. They miss Odell. I could go on.
The Vikings and the Bills, is that more on what the Bills didn't do and collapsed, or more on what the Vikings did to be resilient?
It's a tough question. I put a lot of it on the Bills. I think you do. I mean, obviously, what Justin Jefferson did with that catch was incredible. Maybe the best catch I've seen, Dan, given the circumstances.
Odell Beckham Jr. against the Cowboys or Justin Jefferson yesterday?
So I think Justin Jefferson yesterday, and I was on the sideline for the Odell one, but I think Justin Jefferson, because we've now seen a bunch of guys make like one-hand wild catches. It's a totally different ball game when it's number one, fourth and 18 to end the game. And number two, you have another NFL player, Dan, who had a better jump on the ball, had two hands on it, and was pulling it in. I have no idea how Jefferson had the strength to power the ball through with one hand when Cam Lewis had two hands on it. It's absolutely incredible that he made that catch. Now, that being the case, that's a terrible play by Cam Lewis. It's fourth and 18. Volleyball spiked that thing. You know, that's why I have to say it's more of a collapse on the Bills. You're up 27-10. You don't score a touchdown in the second half. You don't score a point in the fourth quarter till that last field goal. You give up an 81-yard touchdown. Very, very rare in the NFL. That's a mistake. I didn't like the decision by McDermott to go for it when they were up 10. Allen throws the pick, a horrible pick. And I know he says, well, it was fourth down. Well, yeah, but part of the reason there's value in going for it potentially on fourth down, Dan, is because if you don't get it, you pin them deep. Well, if you throw a pick and they run it out 30 yards, you lose that benefit of going for it on fourth down, which I didn't like. And then obviously the late pick by Allen was bad. And the quarterback sneak, that's another one. Like those two game situations, I'd love to ask McDermott, did he make it clear to Allen like, hey, we don't want a safety here, but ball security first. You know, safety's not the worst thing in the world. Make sure you secure the ball. Or on the fourth and 18, did they tell the defensive backs to knock it down? Clearly they didn't. More of a Bills meltdown than a Vikings win. Although obviously what the Vikings did was really impressive.
Okay, is this a standalone game, or is this something that might be a trend here with the Buffalo Bills?
I think it's something that's a trend with both of these teams. The Vikings, I mean, they were losing 17-7 in the fourth quarter to Washington last week.
Wait, you're all in on the Vikings?
I'm saying that it's a trend both ways. It's a trend that, yeah, I'm kind of all in on the Vikings.
Well, you can't be kind of. You're either impressed. You're in on the Vikings.
Absolutely. Okay. I think they're a top five team in the NFL.
Top five team in the NFL. Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. Are they better than Kansas City?
No.
Are they better than the Eagles?
No.
Are they better than the Ravens?
They're about right there. Yeah, I'd probably take them over the Ravens right now, yes.
Are they better than the Niners?
Yes.
Better than the Buccaneers?
Yes, for sure. They're good.
Okay.
They're a good football team. I mean, they got two really good receivers. They got a stud running back. O-line's playing well. Cousins is playing well.
Okay.
Defense is much better than they were last year. They're good.
All right.
They are trending in the right direction. They'll be top five in the Ross Tucker podcast power rankings tomorrow. And the Bills might not be. You know, now it's lose back-to-back games that they shouldn't have. Josh Allen making critical mistakes at the wrong time. And now they have an uphill battle. Now they have an uphill battle, Dan, just to win their division, let alone trying to get home field advantage, which should be significant for them in January.
I was trying to understand the logic of Mike McCarthy, and I know everybody loves to use him as a pinata. You go back to Green Bay, and you have a 4th-and-3, and you go for it. if you know you're going to go for it on fourth, do you change the play call on third down? Was my concern with that. Because it felt we're going to go for it. But I always think, how about we get the first down? So give me two plays to get the first down. And I don't know if Green Bay had that thought going into it. And then I wondered why you wouldn't, kick the field goal. Your thoughts?
Totally agree. Kellen Moore, the play caller for the Cowboys, needs to know before the play, hey, we're going to go for it on fourth down here if we don't get it on third. Now, maybe that happened, Dan. We're not there. I don't know. I don't know what McCarthy said, but maybe that happened. It certainly didn't seem like it based on the play call, because you think two downs run the ball to be able to get 3 yards, because they were actually running it pretty effectively with Pollard, or you can use Dak's legs. My guess is that that didn't happen, that they decided after third down, let's go for it on fourth down. And I think that's because it would have been a relatively long field goal. And also because I think McCarthy thought, if we don't score a touchdown, Rodgers is going to come down. He's hot now. He's finding this kid Watson. I think McCarthy kind of thought, I've seen this movie too many times.
He's Ross Tucker. He'll be in the booth tonight. If you're listening on Westwood One Radio with Kevin Harlan, it'll be the Eagles against the Commanders. Colts and Raiders. Tell me what Jeff Saturday did that Frank Reich wasn't doing as head coach of the Colts.
Well, the most obvious one was starting Matt Ryan at quarterback, which is ridiculous in the sense that, I know you probably heard this, Dan, but I've had multiple people tell me Frank Reich was told by Jim Irsay he had to bench Matt Ryan to go with Sam Ellinger. So let me get this straight. Irsay 3 weeks ago tells Reich, you got to put Ellinger in a bench Matt Ryan. Reich does it. They play terrible. He says, you got to fire the offensive coordinator, Marcus Brady. Poor guy, the next week. He fires him. Okay. They play terrible again. Then Reich gets fired. Saturday says, hey, you know what? I got this great idea. Why don't we play the quarterback that's been playing for like 15 years, actually knows what he's doing, and gives us the best chance to win? Irsay's like, brilliant, go with it, and they win the game. I mean, I was feeling bad for Frank Reich. I mean, that's the biggest difference in the game. I said on the Even Money Betting Podcast, Dan, I laid the points with the Raiders because Saturday said Ellinger was the starting quarterback. Ellinger's not ready. He can't play. I think the Raiders win that game if Ellinger plays, but they kept it secret. Nobody knew. Matt Ryan came out, played well. Colts won. That's the biggest difference I saw.
Trying to figure out this Raiders situation here. You got a new coach, a new GM, same owner, but it feels like if anybody's going to be expendable after this season, it's not going to be the GM or the coach. It's going to be the quarterback. What do you think?
That is interesting because I have not heard anybody else say that. If you're Mark Davis, you need to think long and hard about that one. First of all, Derek Carr was, by anybody's assessment, a top 11 quarterback last year, and the biggest reason why the team went to the playoffs. You had a team that was very clutch, won a lot of close games down the stretch last year, made to the playoffs, and you fired the coach who did a tremendous job because he didn't have the pedigree you were looking for. So you bring in McDaniels, it's been a disaster, Dan. Disaster. There's no chance that their record would be this bad if Bisaccia was still there. And by the way, they brought in Devontae Adams, and the record's still worse. If Mark Davis, somebody obviously talked Mark Davis into moving on from Bisaccia and Mayock to go with McDaniels. If I don't know who that person is, but if they convince him to get rid of Derek Carr, for what? How'd that work out the last time McDaniels got rid of the entrenched starting quarterback in the city where he was coaching? When he got rid of Jay Cutler, he was gone a year later.
I'm going to play Derek Carr at his press conference. And I want you to pretend as if you're a teammate. Let's say you're a lineman with the Raiders and you hear your quarterback say the following.
I love Josh. I love the car. I love our coaches. They've had nothing but success, way more success than I've ever had. And, I'm sorry.
Derek, continue.
To finish that, sorry for being emotional. I'm just pissed off about some of the things, you know, that a lot of us try and do just to practice what we put our bodies through just to sleep at night. And for that to be the result of all that effort pisses me off. Pisses a lot of guys off. It's hard knowing what some guys are doing. Like I said, just to practice what they're putting in their body just to sleep at night. Like, just so we could be there for each other. And I wish everybody in that room felt the same way about this place. And as a leader, that pisses me off, if I'm being honest.
All right, some guys, most of us. He's calling out somebody. How would you
feel? There's a lot there. I mean, there's a lot there, Dan. First of all, he sounded sad, not angry, right? Like, when you're angry, you're not, like, crying usually, right? You're not emotional. You're like, I'm pissed off. I'm angry. You know, he sounded more sad than he did angry to me there. You know, I'd be curious. That's one that he has to address now, I would say, behind closed doors. If you're going to say that some guys are laying it all on the line and other guys aren't, I guess if you're one of the guys, Dan, that's laying it all on the line and taking whatever you're taking to sleep at night, I guess you like that the quarterback appreciates what you're doing for the organization and for the team. And if you're a guy that feels like you're getting called out, you're probably not real happy with it. Yeah. But you know what? You know what's funny, Dan? Nobody ever really thinks they're the one being called out. No one ever thinks it's them. You know, they all think that they're the guy going through something that Derek's complimenting. No one thinks that they're the one guy not laying it all on the line that Derek's talking about.
So when Tom Brady would say that when you were in New England that, hey, you know, not everybody's given everything, and, you know, you never thought that he could be talking to you.
Well, I wasn't there that long, and he never said that, but I am sure he wouldn't have been talking about me because I was like the eighth of eight O-linemen, so I don't think I was really even on his radar screen enough, unless he was talking about like what I was doing drinking beers or at lunch. I don't think he'd be referring to me.
Chargers, Niners going in opposite directions?
I guess. I wasn't that impressed by the Niners, to be honest with you. I mean, Chargers are down a lot of guys. I mean, they don't have their Bosa. The Niners had their Bosa. And still a pretty close game. I was actually expecting more from the Niners last night. You're playing at home. You're coming off a bye. I kind of thought they would tear the Chargers apart. The Chargers hung in there. They weren't able to get it done in the second half. But the Chargers are down a lot of guys.
Whereas, yeah, man, I got Justin Herbert. I got six drives in the second half, and I get no points. I mean, come on.
Bad. Bad. I will say the Niners defense is pretty darn good.
Yeah.
But I'll flip that, Dan, and say, you know, you got Debo and McCaffrey and all these guys, and you score 22 points against the beat up Chargers defense. I don't know. I wasn't. Those two teams to me are, I was expecting more from the Niners. They're both middling teams. I'm not impressed.
Well, all Jimmy G does is win, Ross.
Evidently, yeah, except for that Falcons game and the game after that against the Chiefs where they got killed.
Oh, you're nitpicking there. Come on. Have fun tonight, okay? Don't screw it up.
I won't. Going to be a blast. Thank you so much.
That's Ross Tucker, CBS Westwood One color analyst and host of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Also has the Even Money Betting Podcast, and you can reach him at Ross Tucker NFL. Joe in Wisconsin. Hi, Joe. Best and worst of the weekend.
Hey, DP, we got Packers, obviously. I think we're back. I think everything's back. Sorry, I'm up blowing leaves at the moment. And we got our UWL Screaming Eagles getting a big win, qualifying for the playoffs.
Woo!
Headed down to Pauly's Wartburg this weekend.
Mm.
And then, yeah, just classic old Nick Saban quote, something, these nuts, suck at Shea.
All right. Whoa, Joe, taking a shot at Shea and Irving. Brian in Tampa, then we'll take a break, give you our best and worst of the weekend. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Dan. I have to politely disagree with you on getting McVay a hall pass. He has done nothing to change the defense of prevent D that every NFL team in the nation is looking at, and there's been no real game plan changes, either in-game or week-to-week.
Well, I agree with you on what he did against Tampa was embarrassing, because I got to force you. You know, I can't let you have the sidelines. I got to force you to the middle of the field. I'm saying he gets a hall pass this year because he won a Super Bowl. That doesn't mean, that doesn't exonerate him from making stupid moves or questionable moves there. Not at all. But he's not going to get, he's not, if the, let's say they didn't win a Super Bowl last year, then he would be getting criticized, and rightfully so. But it feels like you get that hall pass the year you've, after you've won a Super Bowl. We'll take a break. More phone calls coming up after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo!
Of course you know us as the host of the number one rated Paulie and Tony Fusco show.
World renowned.
We all know you're sick and tired of these stupid sports shows where the hosts say stupid things like Tom Brady's the GOAT.
Or LeBron James is good at basketball, which he is clearly not.
See, we give you smart takes.
Yeah.
And we also bring on so-called famous guests from across the sports world and show them why we know much more than they do.
You're off the show!
Are you serious? Listen to the Paulie and Tony Fusco show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
By the way, if you're ready to look ahead to next week, keep in mind Dallas will be at Minnesota. Kansas City will be at the Chargers. That'll be on NBC on Sunday night. The Jets at New England. Zach Wilson. They faced the Patriots 3 weeks ago, and Robert Saleh's got to be up there for Coach of the Year so far. How about best and worst of the weekend? Todd, I'm going to start with you. Back left.
My best of the weekend is, even though they lost, UCLA running back Zach Charbonnet, a 34-28 loss in Pasadena to Arizona, but 24 carries, 181 yards, 3 TDs. A little love for the running back of the UCLA Bruins. Worst of the weekend, previously sixth-ranked Oregon, squander any real chance to stay in the college football playoff conversation, losing 37-34 at home to the Washington Huskies.
Yeah, if Caleb Williams is going to win the Heisman, I needed Oregon to continue to win. So when they face them, they're facing a top-10 team. UCLA, when they face them, they'd be facing a top-10 team. They both lost. Man, don't they understand what's at stake here? I'm making my prediction. Caleb Williams, a long shot to win the Heisman, while C.J. Stroud is the overwhelming favorite with the Ohio State Buckeyes. Seton O'Connor.
I'm going double worst of the weekend. My worst of the weekend is somehow Josh McDaniels coming away as unfireable after this season. It's just kind of hilarious and just shows sometimes how unfair the game is. But my worster-ish of the weekend is coaches in football and players slamming things on the sideline. Mike McCarthy chucking
his headset.
You got another player throwing their helmet or whatever. And then you had Lane Kiffin on the sideline, who at the end of the game, he had one of those like little laminated sheets, mm-hmm. and he went to throw it. And it was basically about as hard as throwing this piece of paper. And it was like, you just look like such a fool. You got to stop doing that.
Yeah, Josh Allen slammed his helmet down. Mike McCarthy's like, take off your headset, and I'm going to throw it down.
Something about watching Lane Kiffin throw that laminated thing and watching it sail like this back and forth down. Yeah. It was like, dude, that looks so stupid.
Yeah. Yes, Todd.
Or sometimes they try to storm away, but they're still attached to the wires.
Yeah. They're tangled up in it.
Yeah, Paulie.
And Mike McCarthy shouldn't break that headset because Sean Payton's going to need it next year, and they don't have to buy it. Oh, I'm sorry. That's not nice.
Wow, that's a shot. Paulie, best and worst of the weekend.
Best of the weekend. UConn football. No, just kidding. I'm just kidding. I wouldn't take that, Marvin. I'm going to go best of the weekend. Washington quarterback Michael Penix. Remember the big Penix? He was out there at Indiana for a few years.
Indiana.
He took his tour out west. Yeah. 408 yards and 2 touchdowns. People are talking about him as a pro prospect. Watch out for his postseason hotness, Michael Penix. Mm. They like him. And then one of the better college games of the weekend, we liked it here, UNC Wake, Drake May versus Sam Hartman. That was a really, really fun game. Those two programs don't get a ton of national attention, but they're both playing pretty well.
Marv, the reason why I went to Paulie is he was going to take your UConn Huskies, now bowl eligible after beating Liberty.
You know what's crazy? I don't have that as my best of the weekend.
Oh, okay.
But shout out to UConn, bowl eligible for the first time since 2015.
Yeah.
I think the last time they were bowl eligible, they went to the Fiesta Bowl and had to pay like $1.5 million for tickets.
They lost money going to a bowl game.
Only UConn football would do such a thing.
All right. What else do you have?
Cameron Babb from Ohio State scored his first career touchdown after 4 ACL tears. And so just incredibly happy for him.
I didn't know that was possible. Tear your ACL. Don't you have 2?
Yeah, but I think he tore it 4 times, which is insane. He was a big prospect in 2017, and career hasn't gone great. Worst of the weekend, the Knicks gave up 145 points to the Oklahoma City Thunder yesterday. Tibbs, I thought you were a defensive guy. Mm, oh, the Knicks, terrible.
I don't know about Tibbs. I don't know. Not good. Not good. Max in Texas. Max, best and worst of the weekend.
Hey, Dan. How's it going?
Great, great. What do you have for me?
Good. Highs and best and worst of the week. I think the best of the week, my Cleveland Cavaliers, Darius Garland, putting up 51 last night on the Wolves in a loss. Hopefully he can finally see the basket again, shooting 66% from 3. Mm-hmm. Worst of the week, got to be Bill Cowher going off on a 5-minute tirade about Jeff Saturday getting the job. You know, Bill Cowher sits there, and anybody else in media has got to get a 4-year degree, write for some bullcrap newspaper for 20 years before you get a job on TV. Bill Cowher is up there on his high horse, and shout out to Zanesville, Ohio, Dan. That's where I'm from, and I want to give a shout out to everybody born in Zanesville. That's a great place to be from.
Thank you, Max. Great place to be from. Zanesville, Ohio, where my parents are buried. Yeah, you know, everybody's got an opinion about Saturday. You know, you don't like somebody who goes to the head of the line. But if you want to nitpick, as Max pointed out, there are a lot of guys in the media who go to the head of the line right away. Hey, you have no experience. So, come on in. Bigger the name, more important you are. Yes, Seton.
Not sure what that says about the jobs, but...
Tom Brady's going to the head of the line without doing
it once.
Yes,
he is. Yeah,
as he should.
Yeah.
As he should. I don't know if Jeff Saturday should, but Tom Brady definitely should.
John in Illinois. Hi, John. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my call. This is John in Illinois. Not stay in your lane, John, all right? I'm a truck driver, eight-year listener, half a dozen callers, 5'10", 211, soft.
11. Soft.
I got a worst and two best of the weekend. Okay. Worst, Bears losing. The first best is finally got done brewing my homemade grappa after letting the grapes sit for 5 weeks just for fun, me and my father. And the bester yesterday, the bester, on the way out, I found out that my square on the Bears line hit, and I'm a winner of a lovely $3,200.
Well, congratulations there, John.
Very nice.
Maybe John could buy some of our moonshine if we have any left. Do we have any left, Seton?
He's going to have to wait till next time.
Are you kidding me? We sold out in less than an hour?
Yep.
Oh. Yep. Okay. Well, I warned you. Yeah,
there's still some autographed calendars left, though.
Okay.
So you got to keep checking back on that. But, like, the holiday bundle with the autographed calendar, that's gone in the moonshine. So is the individual bottles. Those are all gone.
Oh, boy. That was less than an hour we sold out all of this moonshine. The next batch... probably is going to be a Christmas batch, I guess.
TBD.
Okay.
TBD.
All right. I'll keep you informed. But once again, when it's up there, that's all we have, and then it's gone. But calendar's there. We have other things up there as well. DanPatrick.com. Yes, Paulie.
That was a good loss for the Bears because they're not playing for anything this year, and now their draft pick just got better. And Detroit's
draft, they don't need a quarterback.
Right, but at least to get a...
maybe they could trade it.
Or a good wide receiver. But Detroit now, 2 weeks ago, Detroit had the third pick of the draft. Now they have the eighth.
Yeah, they're screwing up. The Bears, the first team in history to score at least 29 points in three consecutive games and lose them all. Congratulations. Hey, let's talk about Justin Fields running. That's about all you can talk about. Final hour coming up. We'll check in with the Buffalo Bills after this. One more item. We close out hour two. Make sure you take advantage of this. Hopefully they can help you at GetRefunds.com. If you own a business, well, we all know it's been a bumpy ride, but if your business has five or more employees and managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000. That's per employee. Not a loan. It's a refund of your taxes. The challenge is getting your hands on it. Go to GetRefunds.com. They have a team of tax attorneys highly trained in this little-known payroll tax refund program, and they've already returned over $1 billion to businesses. And maybe they can help you as well. They do all the work. They don't charge you up front. They simply share a percentage of the cash that they get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPPs, nonprofits, even those that had increases in sales. Find out if you qualify. GetRefunds.com. Click on Qualify Me and answer a few questions. The payroll tax refund only available for a limited amount of time. GetRefunds.com. Good luck.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics,
Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.